Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the housing shortage.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Boy, do we need more houses to sell right now, Bob.
Well, it's an interesting time. This is a most amazing, whatever you would call it, because we were supposed to be in a recession that started with the COVID slowdown. And again, a recession is defined by several quarters in a row where a certain amount of progress has not been achieved. So if this is a recession, you are loving it.
It's my kind of recession. I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen 14% appreciation in residential real estate. Locally, we've seen over 10%, 10.4 in Eugene, Springfield proper over the last 12 months.
Let's take that one really briefly. Let's assume you came in with a 20%. How about a 10% down payment? You bought the house with 10% down. It went up 10% in value. You have 100% return on your vested equity year one. You've got 100% investment.
So you make people feel better and better about this, Bob, if they grabbed onto the real estate.
Let me tell you, if you understood numbers, this would be a time that you should be wearing Depends.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because what's going on out there is fascinating and fun if you're in one position and challenging and heartbreaking if you're in another.
Very, very challenging if you're a buyer.
I've seen 7 offers today and only 5 properties that were being offered on. So it's always more offers, more buyers than there are sellers out there.
Well, it's an interesting time. And that's the thing. And of course, well, that's one thing that drives the increase of 10% in property value in 1 year. The other part is the fact that interest rates are so unbelievably low that you can qualify to buy a much more expensive home based on the same amount of income that would have, let's say, that you would have received last year. All of a sudden, you have a higher purchasing capacity.
The opportunities are still out there. And I think you need to consider what is realistic in your expectations, but also start throwing some stuff at the wall, so to speak. You've got to take a run at it. If you're not in real estate now, or if you're going to navigate to something you'd prefer to have long term, there's a lot of people that are breaking loose post-election and saying, this is enough certainty for me to right-size my lifestyle.
And that's a great time. I mean, what you really need right now is a really solid investment plan. I cannot stress that enough. A great investment plan, and then simply execute.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.